Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Jordan Silver.
Good morning, Chris Minders.
Yeah, I like that.
Your damn song was stuck in my head all weekend, just so you know.
Good. I'm glad.
Just so you know.
I was singing a little bit this weekend as well.
While you were driving?
While I was kayaking.
Oh. Were you also mad at people that were in the slow lane? Well, in the fast lane? Kayaking slowly?
People follow the rules of the flow a lot more on the river than they do on the road.
Okay. I could see that. I could see that. Because, you have to, I mean, it's pulling you. What'd you do this weekend?
Finished my college class for summer just in time to go back to college. And then I got drunk on Sunday at Ponex.
Ooh. Was it fun?
Oh, yeah. They had the best margaritas.
Oh, my God. How many does it take?
Who are you asking, me or the girlfriend? Girlfriend, one.
No, I wasn't talking about the girlfriend at all.
Me?
Yes.
Two, three.
Three?
Ooh. Three-ish, yeah.
Wow.
It's not a lot. We get about a pitcher with the family, and it is a good time. Then you get ice cream afterwards.
Oh, then you alcohol go, and ice cream?
Yeah, and then you go home and take a nap or siesta.
Siesta.
Siesta, yeah.
That's how you do it.
It's the best Sunday.
Chris, you almost died.
I did.
And what else this weekend?
I had the best weekend of one of the best weekends of my life, while simultaneously having one of the worst weekends of my life.
All right.
Well, and yeah.
Tell us about it next.
Sweet.
Jordan Silver and Friends, 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
So we almost lost you.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
We were going on a float trip. We do know that.
Yeah.
And your wife was with you. Mm-hmm. Did anything happen to her?
No, she was fine.
Of course she was fine. She is one self-reliant lady.
Yeah, I think I was probably the only person not to have a drop of alcohol this weekend.
That's true.
Including my wife.
Oh, God.
Can I tell that story real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, so she was having, there was some fresh fruit on the table, some pineapple and watermelon, and she was eating some of the pineapple. She's like, I think there's alcohol in this. And there was. Somebody had poured vodka into the pineapple
and
it was alcohol.
There was a pregnant lady on the trip.
Right?
Who does that?
I don't know. Wait. But she had one whole bite of pineapple. I don't know, probably this minute amount of alcohol, but...
Oh, well, that's not her fault.
No, not at all.
I mean, if you, like, swallow enough soap or something.
I mean, it's true. I'm not worried. There's not enough to affect the baby in any means.
That's right.
But
wow.
She tasted it.
Damn.
Yeah.
So... tell me about what else happened.
Oh, I lived two of my nightmares. One of them is some people don't like to fly in airplanes.
Yep.
I don't like to ride in RVs.
Right.
I'm terrified of it.
You told me that unless you're driving,
yes,
you don't even want to be in one.
No, not at all.
So something tells me that you were not driving at some point.
I was not driving for the entire 8 hours-ish, 7-8 hours we were in the RV. Back and forth.
So you were they driving crazy?
Our driver was younger, like 22, and
who was a 22? I don't know. Driving an RV, what a moron.
That's not even the worst part. It was when we were in the vans coming or the bus coming back from the kayaking. This had nothing to do with her being a woman, but she was a horrible driver,
and she
were going about 45, 50 miles an hour in a school bus. And all of a sudden, this white Civic pulls out in front of us. She has to slam on the brake as hard as she can and comes within inches of this car.
Men can be horrible drivers, too.
Absolutely, they can.
So why did you have to pull that out?
I'm just saying the driver was a woman. And then I asked other people there, did you have a good or bad driver? And they're like, we had a good driver. And it was never mind.
Was she texting?
She was like had one beer in one hand and like another beer in the other hand, and it was she should not have.
So
been
what
driving.
Was she using to drive the wheel?
Her knees.
Well, there's the that's it. Wow, that sounds like I wouldn't get in that car. So that was a nightmare.
Yeah.
As well, what else happened?
I was on the kayak going backwards,
okay.
And there if you go to the edge of the rivers, there's like overhangs of trees.
Yes, there always are. Yeah.
And if you know anything about water, there's going to be spiders and spider webs. So my Alex's, we're kind of like tied up and we're going this way. And she's like, hey, there's a branch coming. And so I turn around, like she gives me enough warning to, as I'm turning around, it's coming across me. So embarrassingly, I scream like a little girl, huddle into a little like fetal position onto her lap, trying to like not have any of that stuff while she pushes us away.
That's how they sunk the Steamboat Arabia too.
Right.
By the way, a whole steamship went down with that exact situation.
That's funny you mentioned that, because there was a little stump in the middle of the river, and I said that's exactly how the Steamboat Arabia sank.
That's why we're friends, buddy. That's why we're friends. So is there any way, shape, or form, any way that you could give us that scream again?
Of me, I could, because I know exactly how I felt, because I'm feeling it right now, because I can just feel those trees coming. It's terrifying.
It would have been even scarier if the trees also had the spiders and the spiders.
Please, I can still, I was on that kayak for like 8 hours, so I still feels like I'm floating on the kayak.
Yes.
So I can, it still feels like it's coming at me.
That could have impaled you. And what would we do? What would we do? Dustin.
I say, yeah, if I'm the one who's bleeding with like arms amputated and holes inside me, what are you two going to do? Because usually I'm the one to.
Well, we probably wouldn't find out until now.
Yeah. When you didn't show up.
Yeah, we'd look at each other and go, is he going to.
Yeah, where is Chris?
I have to send you a text. I'm not going to make it.
I only have one arm.
Voice to text. Use your nose.
Use your nose.
Did you know that you can use your nipple?
How did you find that out?
Jordan Silver and Friends.
This is going to be an awesome day because at 8 o'clock we have the Basic Witch announcement.
Yes, we do.
Woo-hoo. Do you guys have the details yet?
You got the email. I haven't got the email yet.
Okay, good. I haven't either. I just didn't know if they sent it to you.
No.
I didn't get an email. They just told me in the hall last week. And
okay, fine.
What?
I said not to say anything.
Who's playing?
I can't tell you. Till 8 o'clock.
At 7:30, you're going to give us three more ways that you save a dollar, Chris.
Damn right.
Right. I'm excited about that. Also, I don't want to say a-hole on the radio.
It still makes me uncomfortable.
We have a new segment called Am I the A-Hole? Which Laz will be mad because we're supposed to be able to say that word. And he wants us to say that word, but I don't know. I don't feel like going to confession after this. Right.
Old habits die hard.
Right, exactly. We're going to do that sometime coming up. But you guys, I didn't get any sleep last night.
Why?
You remember when I told Santa, it's the truth. The last thing I do before I go to bed is I watch a couple episodes of Forensic Files.
Yeah, he's got a really nice soothing voice.
Yes, but I can't do it anymore. And I've been doing it for years.
What's going on?
My nightly ritual is to turn on Forensic Files and just kind of like get a little sleepy to the sound of the dude's voice and then fall asleep.
But now?
Season 4, it's on Netflix, and there's like a trillion episodes. So it's kind of one of the reasons why I started with it.
Yeah.
But season 4 has ruined it. Like, they ruined it. Like, I'm not the same. Like, just I was sick.
Bad quality, not up to their content anymore?
No. And I have always said that sometimes the thing that gives me nightmares about Forensic Files is not stories, but actually the 80s hairstyles that everybody has, because they're real bad in Forensic Files. But this is just gross.
What about it, though?
I'll tell you in a minute.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
Chris, do you watch anything before you fall asleep?
Every night.
What do you watch?
Usually between The Office, Parks and Rec, or Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Very different than what I would think.
Hmm.
I feel like you'd be with me. Forensic Files.
No, when I sleep, whatever I listen to usually like imparts the audio into my dreams. So I'm just going to avoid that whole drama.
The reverse of that is what has now become a problem. If I don't watch Forensic Files before I go to bed, then I have nightmares.
Okay, so you have to live it in the video and then your dreams are clear.
I'm guessing so.
That's weird.
I don't know. It's the brain. We use 10% of it.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going on in there, especially in mine. I've done a lot of ecstasy in my life. It's holes.
Oh.
Well.
Swiss cheese brain?
Yeah, that's about right. So I've learned a lot from Forensic Files. It is a logical show.
Mm-hmm.
I have called people out on their BS sometimes because in that show, they do things like check timelines and see if you're physically able to do things in that certain timeline to see if someone's lying to them or not.
I feel like if you're not a cop, that's people call you crazy for doing things like that.
Okay, but sometimes it's like, no, you didn't do that thing because you didn't have enough time or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So I've learned also that succinylcholine is something that back in like the 90s and 80s, you used to be able to give somebody and then like it would kill them and then it would disappear in their system.
What's it called?
Succinylcholine. And now everybody knows my password.
Where did people get that from?
Though? Doctors, nurses, blah, blah, blah. It's for something. I don't know exactly. It was succinylcholine. I once saw an episode where the police found someone because they took off their shoes and their socks. They wore their socks on their hands so that their fingerprints didn't get anywhere, but they were barefoot.
So they got their toe prints.
Yes.
So they didn't put the shoe.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Right. There was one where a dog was the only witness to the crime.
Did they interview him?
They did a lot.
No, they didn't.
They did.
What?
Interviewed the dog?
What show is this?
They showed him pictures. It's called Forensic Files. They showed him pictures of the suspects. And the dog was like, to one of them.
No, that's, ugh.
Because that holds up in
Forensic
court.
Files. Hey, the crazy stuff.
So did the dog bark when they saw the purchase of the interest?
Yes.
That's
hilarious. Yeah, and
that's
the smell, wonderful. Too. Yeah, from their clothes.
Does the smell partake to the photo?
Oh, no, the police lineup just to see if it was going to work twice.
Gotcha.
So, again, I've watched this show forever, for like years and years and years. This is the thing that I just put on and then, you know, fall asleep. Because listen to the sound of this dude's voice. Forget what he's saying. Listen to the sound of the narrator's voice. Yeah, okay. Got it.
One summer's evening, a woman left a bar in Anchorage, Alaska, and staggered into the street. She was drunk, she was defenseless, and soon, she was dead.
Beautiful writing. Then, of course, the theme. Yeah, that's always playing
Nothing
in my house.
Nothing about that says, oh, I'm just going to drift off into
what?
Peaceful
Listen to
sleep.
Listen how soothing this son of a gun's voice is.
I don't care about his voice.
One
Listen to the content.
Evening, A
Don't
woman
listen
left
to the
bar
content.
In Anchorage, Alaska, and
you know, it's like listening to Michael Jackson music now. You're like, oh, he was a total perv, but I really, really, really still love Dirty Diana.
Mm-hmm. I hope that man applied for something else as far as like elevator. You are now on floor 7.
He has passed on since then, Peter Thomas, but he did voice something at the World War I Museum.
Phenomenal. I'll have to go check that one out.
Mm-hmm. Once you hear his voice here, now you'll hear it all over the place. But season 4. They put it all on Netflix, and I guess that, you know, sometimes they put seasons, and they don't put other seasons in. Season 4 changed, and I don't know if it's season 5, season 6, season 7 as well, but they're not blurring out the photos of the dead bodies.
I love when they do that.
That you have to do that!
Do you?
You don't.
You should. All the other shows that you watch, Dateline, Unsolved Mysteries, any of those shows.
But we're in a new era.
What? Well, I mean, season 4 came out a long time ago, but they do not. So like, you're sitting there watching TV or doing something else, which is kind of what I'm doing. And then I look, and I swear to God, it's working on a puzzle, by the way, just so you know. That is also the relaxing part of what I'm doing. And I look up, there's like, and her body was frozen to death. And so, you know, you want to see it. So you look over, and her whole body was frozen, and her face was blue and stuff like that. And like, this is the 5th or 6th episode where they did not blur out the body. You need that. You need that distance.
I don't know, because it'd be pretty cool if someone was like just finishing up their microwave dinner and it dings and all of a sudden the frozen body appears and they've got their fish sticks and they're like, That I love that.
They usually blur out the skeleton too a little bit.
Mm.
But now, like, I get showing the skeleton. Sure, I mean, it's a skeleton. Mm-hmm. But like,
they're showing the ones where people get stabbed 47 times.
Yes, and all the blood, or you know, if something really horrific happened to them, they just show like their faces and stuff.
I don't know. A part of me feels like I'm kind of okay with this.
Why?
If you look at newspapers in other cross parts of the world and stuff, they're very graphic, and we can't censor the world.
But I'm in America. I'm an American. I need that stuff to be censored for me.
Do you see how she's getting? She's like grabbing
my
hands.
My upper
right now.
Fat roll hurts really bad because it made me sick to my stomach, and I saw this like blue woman's body, and the reason it was blue because she'd been strangled, and her teeth were still there, and now like I think of there's a teeth, and now like I can't. You need the blur to distance yourself from this.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
No.
You do. It's there's something different about seeing
somebody. You know what you're getting into, though, with the show.
No, but there's something about seeing somebody's, like, legs. That's usually what they show. You know,
and
legs.
And they blur out the rest.
Yes. You know.
Yeah, I remember when I used to watch shows like that growing up, they'd have, like, the top part would be blurred, and then they'd show, like, the legs. So you'd see them laying there with, like, the blood all around them, but you wouldn't see their actual body.
You want to know what's really disturbing?
What's that?
The uncensored version of that photo.
I'll have to watch
season 4. It's okay. I think it's wonderful, and I hope we all are a little more desensitized to graphic gore.
No way. Hmm. It's not even graphic. That's real. That's what makes it even worse.
I want to know how they got the rights to do that.
I don't know, but season 4, man. I mean, there's like 77 seasons of this show, and the theme song changes for season 4, which is creepy. And
is your one guy still narrating it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So then just, you know, don't watch and just listen.
I can't.
Could you change it to another language and have him speak in Spanish or something?
Oh. Hey.
There you go.
I would find out. That's a good suggestion.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Well, I thought that talking about it was going to make me feel better, but no, it's making me feel worse.
Yeah, you went to the bathroom while we were on a little break there.
I had to leave the room. So I just... Forensic files.
When you go to the bathroom this early in the morning alone, you ever wonder if someone's trying to murder you?
What?
Oh. Dustin, talk about bro wipes, please. I can't.
Oh, dude wipes.
Dude wipes. Dude wipes.
Dude wipes. Yeah, we're sitting there at, you know, having drinks yesterday, and my buddy, who's getting ready to move away to college, has decided that he's not going to have toilet paper in his apartment.
Mm.
That's the sentence I got. I'm not going to have toilet paper in my apartment.
What's he going to do?
Dude wipes. They are wet wipes or baby wipes. Yes, please. Go ahead. Look it up. Look up this.
This kid's going to college.
Yep.
Is he going to have his own bathroom?
He's having an apartment. I think him and his buddy. He has one roommate.
How old is he?
19.
What do they get apartments for? You're supposed to live like sardines with someone in the dorm room.
He's living off campus.
Who is he, a bajillionaire?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he went to 1 year here at a community college and said this is enough, and now he's just going to work while he's out there to pay for his apartment and dude wipes, which they're expensive.
Instead of toilet paper, he's going to have dude wipes,
which are like baby wipes but for dudes,
just for the number two cleansing.
Yep. Yes, that is their sole purpose.
Yep. It was on Shark Tank.
Yep,
that show
sure was. Mark Cuban bought into it.
I bet he did.
Mark Cuban. I don't. Get it? Because, I mean, I get it. I get the theory behind them, and I get why someone would want to use them. However, I don't understand if he fully grasps that you're in college, and it's going to be very expensive.
Whoa.
Well, not only that, isn't the dude wipe, per se, supposed to be, like, just the final one at the end to, like, cleanse all around and up and make sure it's good? Because you still need dry stuff to get rid of all the peanut butter and the shag carpet.
All right.
I'm done.
I don't even know.
Anybody else? Can anybody top that?
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Chris, what's going on?
So it turns out that two KC men who used Federal Express to ship heroin and methamphetamines from AZ to KC have been sentenced to federal prison.
How'd they get caught?
The investigation began when a drug dog alerted the box at a FedEx facility, and it contained more than a half a pound of heroin.
Did you know between the E and the X on FedEx, it's an arrow pointing to the right?
I did know that, yes.
Yeah.
That's so neat.
Isn't it? All right, what's up, Dustin?
Mark Zuckerberg is pissed that he has to keep reminding people that Facebook owns Instagram and WhatsApp. So he's like, we're just going to rename them.
To?
Instagram from Facebook.
Oh, God.
And WhatsApp from Facebook.
I mean, well, I guess if you pay so much for something, you might as well put your damn name on it,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. I mean, I get it. I get it. He wants credit.
Right. What else, Chris?
This will fall in the category such as 8 tracks of technology that is now useless.
Introducing the Amazon Dash button for Prime members. A simple way to reorder the important things you always run low on, so you'll never run out.
And now, on August 31st, they are going to no longer work.
So now when you click the button, it's just not going to work?
Wow, Dustin! I guess not. Did you ever hear the story of the person, the little kid that pushed the button, and mom got like 500 I don't know, Tides or something.
Serves her right.
There's not a red flag or anything that pops up?
I guess not. I've never used it. I don't dare. My cat would just be like, litter, 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 treats, treats. What else, Dustin?
In South Mexico, the members there got fed up with their mayor after he made promises he couldn't keep. So they decided to take it upon themselves to make him wear a dress and parade him through the streets.
Ya lo habíamos atendido con su suministro de materiales de la vivienda. Ya se supone que ya están...
Yeah, I don't speak Spanish, but I bet he's saying I'm sorry. And I won't wear dresses anymore.
That's Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
I'll be damned, Dustin. Do you like White Claw?
No.
You're like our dude bro, though.
Yeah, but I'm not at that level.
But it's a dude bro drink, isn't it?
No. Well.
Or are they making fun of it?
It's so much of a dude bro drink, but it's not a dude bro drink because it's more of the... girls that hang out with the dude bros,
really?
That's what they're drinking on the boats with the dude bros.
Really? Because all the videos that I saw when I was researching White Claw this weekend were dudes.
My girlfriend's little sister who's in high school, that's what her and her friends drink at the party.
Oh my God.
We get Snapchats of her carrying like cases on her arm.
Of White Claw?
Yes.
Chris? What's White Claw?
White Claw Summer 2019, baby.
I mean, if you think about it, LaCroix, it's just a virgin White Claw.
It's like a Four Loko that went to private school.
Ain't no laws when you're drinking claws, baby.
Oh, my bad.
I mean, it's basically just a rich person's Limerita.
I only drink White Claws on days that I'm with Wise. That's all of them, Margaret.
You're Truly's girl? Probably have an Android, too.
Why are there no songs about White Claws yet? Like, not even the chain smokers have that? Pathetic.
What do you think a White Claw is?
Before I say anything, they're not a sponsor of us, correct?
Correct.
What the hell?
Ain't no laws when you're drinking the claws, baby.
Ew, you drink Truly? I bet you have an Android, too. That's my favorite part of that whole video. It's an alcoholic drink, but it's like a LaCroix, but with alcohol. So it's like a low calorie. You're also drinking water while you're drinking it because it's, you know, seltzer-ish water. And it got me pretty drunk. I drank some for the first time this weekend, and I was just like, gross. Yeah. What? Come on.
What does it taste? Is it like LaCroix are disgusting?
No, LaCroix are delicious. LaCroix is totally delicious.
If you like a hint of a flavor,
yes.
Yeah, then you can like LaCroix.
That's it. Zero calories. It's like sinning, but you're not.
I would much rather be drinking bubbly, sparkling water.
Well, listen, when calories count, we all can't be with your high metabolism, sir, and you want a soda, but you don't want a soda at the same time because there's a lot of calories in that, then you just reach for a LaCroix. But truly, White Claw is like the exact... It's the version of that. And this party that I went to, we all drank the White Claw real fast. So then we had to move on to the Truly and then like the eight other versions of it that people brought to the party.
Were there a lot of dude bros at this party?
No, it was all lesbians.
See, I'm telling you, Jordan, it's not a dude bro drink. I mean, I get the dude bros probably drink it, but it's not a dude bro drink.
Whatever. That's fine.
That was so... There ain't no laws.
So it's like a Zima. Claws,
that's like my favorite yes. part of that video.
Yes, it's one of those. Like this generation's version of Zima / Mike's Hard Lemonade, which can you even get those anymore? I know they don't make Zima.
Mike's Hard Lemonade,
you can still get.
Okay.
Yeah, Jay-Z bought Zima. Now I think it's Jay Zima.
I don't...
Fact check him.
Are we being seen?
I know.
That's the thing.
I know.
Will you look real quick, please?
Mm. I know that... I know he just bought something, but I don't know what it was. Anyway.
I don't... Zima. It's not saying that he bought it.
Okay, you're an idiot. Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Stop lying to us. Gullible's written on the ceiling.
Oh, man.
That's great.
No, but it was so funny because at this party, somebody brings the White Claw, and I was like, yes, this was in the news. I can't wait to try it. And my basic bitch that lives inside of me just came out.
Yeah, you definitely hit basic bitch status with that one.
I mean, I am. You know, I'm a basic bitch in, like, this body, in a giant, like...
Did you go through the Four Loko kick?
No.
Okay, yeah, that was our house party high school. It was Four Loko. So now I think this generation's house party drink is the claw.
It's White Claw. But, like, how do people feel about Truly with it?
I don't know.
Like, an acceptable, like, substitute? Or is it, like he says in this video, like the Android version?
So I guess this would have been my Smirnoff Ice.
Yes.
Yeah, I can see that.
Except for, like, no calories. All that was sugar.
Yeah.
That's what I used to drink when I was 21.
See, now, ices are definitely dude bro drinks because you ice people.
But it's the salt. It's the sweetest tasting syrup.
Have you guys ever been iced?
I don't exactly know what that is besides...
Me neither.
People, like, hey, look, you found an ice. Now you've got to drink it like you're standing on top of the world or something. I don't get it.
What?
No.
Tell us.
No, you ice somebody so you can hide them. So I've had them in the drawers and stuff like that. And then when you open it, when you find it, you have to get on one knee and then just chug the whole thing.
Wow.
Which is horrible because those things are so sweet.
Right.
That it just...
It's like downing a 2 liters of soda. It's just that sugary.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. You don't have to. Just because
you find one, you're at a party.
Societal contracts mean nothing.
To you,
you're
maybe.
You're that guy at the party.
Yeah.
You're that guy.
You're the guy that walks in.
It's like, I'm not going to be iced. Yep. Don't even bring that near me.
And yeah.
No, you're not going to get me tonight.
Wow. You sound like you are so fun at parties. We're bringing this up, though, because it's the whole thing is such like a basic bitch thing, which, again, is me on the inside. I'm like a sorority girl. On the inside, it's really interesting.
I'm getting that now that I know that you
really
drink the claw.
Because the minute that I pulled it out at this party, everyone was like, that fits you. That fits you. Not the outside. Outside looks weird that you're holding the white claw. But on the inside, that is your drink.
Because you wear all black and gray.
Well, that's what I look good in. Thank you very much. We all can't be Angelina Jolie. I don't know why that was.
Why are we
example.
Talking about how you're that bitch, though?
Because at 8 o'clock we're announcing the Basic Witch.
Basic Witch party. Got it.
Yeah.
Are you going to be drinking claw at the Basic Witch
party? Oh my God, you think they'll have it?
Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
So, Chris, you are 6 weeks away.
I'm getting really internally excited now.
Good.
Yeah, that's good. A good thing.
I'm glad that you've melted a little bit.
Yeah.
I was a little concerned.
I was too.
But
it's been nice having my heart warm up.
Good. And again, I've never been through the creating new life process. I joke that I have had 8 children with Sly James the cat. It's a joke.
God, I hope so.
Okay. But like that whole process, again, nobody could tell you how to feel. You just feel how you do.
Yeah.
It's just interesting to walk with you through this journey like 12 weeks ago.
It's interesting to walk with myself on this journey, so... I never quite know what even the next minute's going to be on where I'm at.
Yeah, do you still think of your child as your own grandfather clock?
Well, actually, I was able to hear the baby's heartbeat of myself. So I would put my ear up to my wife's like front of the stomach, but I couldn't hear anything. But then I went to the side and I heard a heartbeat that was twice as fast. I'm like, that's the baby.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How did you feel?
Oh, that was pretty cool. That was felt sent like chills and... Made the goosebumps on my skin, the bumps of the goose, and then the spine chills down my spine. It was incredible. Thinking that's my little baby just like moving and breathing and being in there. It's
right.
Incredible.
So you've stopped referring to it as that thing?
Yeah, it's a baby now.
Oh, good.
Okay, good.
Just had to have your wife on Friday to kind of clarify how you are describing your baby.
Mm-hmm.
But... as everybody who has babies knows,
they're so expensive.
Yeah. Diapers are so expensive. I walked out the diaper aisle. I'm like, oh my God.
Someone told me it was like a few weeks ago, and I think it was on a Wednesday. And they were like, we spent $90 on diapers so far this week.
And I know you. You are a best of the best kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
You are not going to be wrapping your baby in some cloth and then using like a giant safety pin to like, you know, like back in the olden days.
No, we're getting, the most premium quality diapers.
That's right. For your baby's tushy.
Mm-hmm.
But that, again, that costs money.
It does. So I've got to find other ways to save money.
Right. And you have been helping us out with this.
Yes, I have.
A couple of your ideas in the past are, a little weird. Stuff that a normal human, I don't know.
They're a little unconventional, but if you add them up, you start to witness the savings in your bank account when it starts getting higher. Like, wow, look how much money I have by not frugally saving money on things that I shouldn't be.
We all just look up. Is that a word?
I don't think that
is. He's using it in a sentence, so I'll give it to him.
Yeah, it's America, whatever. Yeet is a word.
Yeet
is a word that is being used all the time. Okay, cool. Well, you have 3 more ways to save a
dollar. You only want 3?
Yeah, you've got weeks and weeks and weeks of this to go.
I've got 3 more.
Give us 3 more right after cake.
Jordan Silver and Friends
on the Buzz.
Mr. Thrifty.
Oh, yeah.
Again, babies are going to be real expensive.
Gotta find the ways to save the bucks.
That's right. And in the past, you've told us things like have an old car, basically. Mm-hmm. That's like saved you.
That saved me $21,000 so far in the past 5 years.
Having an old car. It is nice. I haven't had a single problem with mine. And the car that I had before would break down all the time. It would just be like $1,000 here, $1,000 here, $2,000 here.
Yeah.
But now,
Over 5 years that I've had my 89 Volvo, which is 30 years old now, I have spent less than $2,000 on repair and maintenance over the course of 5 years. So I'm less than $3,000 on this 5-year mobile.
It looks like it.
Hey.
Come on.
It is. When it's washed up cleanly, it is look. It's a spick span vehicle. And I get more looks in that thing than I do the white car.
Right. Because
not the good looks.
Chris, you were honking the horn today, and we're like, what is that?
It sounds like it's shorting out.
It's a little go-karty on the horn.
That was what it sounded like.
When I'm in traffic, I just have to pretend, because I can't be like, oh, get out of my way. Honk, honk.
Actually, honestly, your wife has talked about your road rage, so maybe she like got underneath the car and disconnected and be like, my husband one of these days is going to piss off the wrong person.
There is enough room under that hood for a train horn. So I am actively working on getting that installed. If anyone can help me out with that.
Let's focus
on
the baby.
I'm not helping out.
Yeah, right?
Let's talk about ways to save money instead. Like not installing a train horn.
Yeah, right?
That's not cost effective.
How many baby diapers does it cost to put that in?
Ooh, I'm sure a train horn's got to be several $100. But worth it.
Are you... Okay, you are... It's so interesting that you save so much money, because sometimes it feels like you spend some of it frivolously.
I like certain things that are like spendy and unique and very not cost effective. So if there's small ways that I can save money that doesn't really matter and make it easier to afford these things.
Yeah. Are you still going to be able to get those things when you have a baby?
I think we coddle our babies a little too much anyways. So yeah.
my mom's thing was always like, I haven't had a new pair of underwear since 1981. Like, that's how my mom did it. We grew up pretty poor. I mean, we never wanted for anything, but like, she would always tell you stuff like that.
Well, yeah, we're going to be going to the thrift stores for most of the clothes. The only exception, of course, is underwear. I'm not going to be buying underwear from the thrift store.
I don't think you can.
I don't think you can. I think my buddy looked into that.
You haven't seen the thrift stores in some of Kansas City then.
Oh, damn.
There'll be the Hanes all nicely lit up there.
I swear that was illegal, but I guess not in Kansas City, Missouri.
I've seen underwear. They've been cleaner, I hope.
I believe you. Mm-hmm. And let's walk down another path now to the saving part of it. So every week you give us 3 tips of how you personally save a dollar.
Yeah.
And in the past you've said that you've had an old car, going to different stores for different things, if they're on sale at another store instead of just going to one grocery store, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Driving the extra X amount of miles and time and gas, using the gas to save like 40 cents on a chicken sandwich from Church's Chicken.
Physically getting out of your car to go into a gas station to get a soda to then get back in your car to go through the drive-thru.
Oh, that's my favorite one, because it makes the experience last longer and I love it.
The last thing I want is when I'm chowing down on fast food for that to last longer. It's just like shame and tears and crying, and that's my problem though and not yours.
Well.
Okay, so Chris, what 3 things do you have for us today?
Okay, so we all know about the dealership snacks. I've talked about that before. You find out which ones near you offer a nice selection of treats for customers. Some offer just water. You want to avoid those.
We don't all know that. You told us.
Then you want to find the ones that at least have some cookies. In best case scenarios, you'll find one that has a nice lounge with TVs, a fireplace, sodas, selection of cheeses and crackers and chips and cookies, brownies and other baked goods. The pennies saved are countless. And along of those lines, if you've got a Costco membership, you can get basically a full meal if you make a few rounds around lunchtime during the week.
Wait, with the free samples?
Yeah. And they're usually...
Go to Costco.
And they're usually older volunteers, so they don't remember you.
Okay.
And they're just like, hey,
it's
what
not
is
that
this?
They don't care, Chris, because they're free samples.
I like to pretend they don't remember me and they're on a mission. I'll have a coat on and a hat.
Right.
And I'll go around again and take the coat off. Then I'll go around again and take the hat off. So I'm like 3 different people.
There's a meme that has a woman's head and 9 different hairstyles. And it's like every single time you want to go get a free sample. Wow, okay, so you will go and eat at Costco.
Yeah, on certain days are better than others.
Okay.
One, they'll just have like Doritos and like Fritos, and those are boring. You want the ones where they're having pizza samples and chicken samples and and expensive cheeses, and it's so good.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised. Are you surprised?
I'm just taken back by this entire thing because, to me, growing up, it was a treat to go to Costco or Sam's Club because as a little kid, that's when you're like, oh, those free samples are awesome. Not as a grown man about to have a child.
No. But no. I will tell you, though, I mean, food, I don't know. That, it's like 75% of what I spent my money on.
Easy.
So if he's saving money on that, that's more for the baby.
And
as long as you're not feeding the toothless baby.
No. To be fair, there are times when the sample is so good that I end up buying the product.
Right.
And that's what it's there for, right?
That's what it's there for. Dustin, I kind of side with him on this one. I don't have the guts to go back twice or three times.
Because, like we said, I spend 75% of my money on food.
Yeah.
But I'm also not going to make a meal out of samples, mainly because I don't think I could physically do that.
Right. You would just be going back and back and back and back.
Right. Well, the key is when you're approaching them, be like, oh, what's this? And then kind of, oh, this is good. And walk away all dancey-like. That way they think you're trying it for the first time.
Send your wife. And then, or she is stopped and is like, you're with that guy that keeps coming up with the samples. Oh, he has multiple personality disorder. That's what this is.
And
you can blame it on multiple personality disorder. Troy hasn't had any, but Chris has.
I'll blame it on that. And then sometimes my wife will see something where, like, I don't want this sample, but she wants it, we'll get two samples for her and then there's something else so that way we can double up on that.
Right. Mm. Right. If she's pregnant too, I bet going to Costco, they're like, hey, here's a couple more.
Do you still act like that when she's not with you? Like,
kidding? Look at Are you asking that question?
Look down in another hallway and be like, babe, you want some of this?
Yes.
Okay. I need three. Do the kids want some? And then he just walks away with four.
I could see him going to the toy aisle, getting a ball, sticking it under his shirt, making it look like he's pregnant, and be like, hello, my name's Beatrice. Don't ask questions.
I'm eating for two.
That's why the wig was in my trunk, by the way.
Okay, good. Wow. All right, what is another way that you will save
this
a dollar?
This one's a little more frugal, but it takes a lot more dedication.
Ready.
When you're waiting for the shower to warm up in the morning, that's a lot of cold water going down the drain.
It is.
So you need to save that water, and then you can go water your plants with it. Or you use a set it out and use it for your fish aquarium. Because if you figure it takes 2 minutes for the water to heat up, that's a standard shower head now has a capacity of 2.5 gallons a minute times 2 minutes is 5 gallons times seven if you shower every single day, and I do, that's 35 gallons a week, which is 140 gallons a month.
Oh, he's got a point.
He does, but
I know.
I'm countering that. I brush my teeth and do everything else in the shower.
Ew!
So therefore, I don't have to use the sink. So therefore, that's where I counter that.
Okay.
I also take cold showers sometimes.
I also brush my teeth in the shower.
Ew!
I used to think that was the grossest thing, but it saves so much time, and you can just enjoy that three, 4 more minutes in the shower.
You don't?
No.
Why?
Because that's for showering. Do you guys also pee in the shower?
All the time. Every single time. My body knows to shower.
God, I've never thought I'd ever say this in life, but I am right now. I miss Stacey Moody because I feel outnumbered right now. Okay, cool. Well,
I bet you more people pee in the shower than you think.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure. And pools. I don't.
I don't. Just in the rivers.
Just in the Ozarks. That's what the Ozarks are. Okay, well.
All right, this is my final one. This is, you have to be careful. Because there is an ethical line you can cross.
And amount.
This one you have to make sure you purchase a certain amount of items per thing. But you have to go get items that you can get for free and just take a little extra more for your home use.
What do you mean exactly? Give me an example.
Okay, and some places have the best ones. You go to, if you want some thick napkins, you go to Culver's. And if you want, straws, go to Hardee's, ketchup from McDonald's, wet naps, go to Go Chicken Go. But just, take their sauces, their straws, their peppers, their salts, their things that they have for free. But you have to purchase something.
Right.
And you can only take an additional, 33% of the price of the food or an additional sauces or
That's
things.
A lot of math. That's a lot. But also, everybody, nobody pays for napkins anymore. They always are from Chipotle. Right?
I've done the napkin thing.
Of course. I don't have any. Let's go to Chipotle. I don't have any napkins at home. I don't care about that guy,
but I don't use straws because I'm saving the turtles.
Oh, my
God. So not to make you feel bad, Chris, but I'm one step ahead of you there.
Paper straws.
From where?
The Pigwidge.
in the River Market.
Do you think that those sound expensive too? I'd be mad at you. So the way that you've described the way that you go into the used car places, even if you're not having your car, or the dealerships, even though you're not having your car serviced in there at all, mm-hmm. nor do you even own a brand of vehicle which that that dealership is running. You just walk in there with confidence.
Absolutely.
And nobody asks you any questions.
They'll say, hey, how can I help you? And just say, I'm taken care of. Just keep on walking. They do not bother you. It's wonderful what a little bit of confidence can do. And just look your head up high when you're walking. Don't look to the ground. Look up and walk with a little bit of speed. That's all you need.
I think that's all you need.
I'm totally going to send someone on him at some point. Just follow him to one of these places.
Well, so we know where he gets everything. He just said Culver's is the best napkins.
No. I'm talking about the dealership.
Oh,
I'm going to go to the mechanics and be like, hey, guys, there's a guy out here, and he's just eating all the snacks, and I just want to...
This guy creeps Laszlo out.
Don't tell him.
This guy creeps Laszlo out. You think that the guys that work on cars would take one look at him and be like, that dude can just have whatever he wants.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
What's up, Chris?
I love when albums that are decades old reach number one.
Who are you talking about?
The best band that I saw, Tool.
Yes, what did you call it? The Tool Festival?
The Tool Festival, yes.
Tool.
It was a pot-filled joy fun blast.
And now their music is on iTunes.
Yeah, so now you can listen to it everywhere you go, which I am thankful for.
All right. What's up, Dustin?
So Amazon wants to deliver things by drones. We know that. Uh-huh. But the FAA always said that you had to have a line of sight with your drones. That was their rule. You're getting rid of that rule now. Yeah. The University of Alaska completed the first FAA-approved beyond line of sight drone flight this week, which means we are one step closer to them just flying around by themselves, unmanned, and delivering stuff.
Yeah, I can't wait for that Jetsons world.
Don't even have to leave your house.
I can't wait for that, too. I hope that they'll fly right up to my window so I don't have to go down and talk to the guards. Okay, what up, Chris?
We all might die in 5 days.
From?
An asteroid. There's like six of them that are like kind of heading towards Earth, and one of them as big as the Empire State Building. And it says it's 5 miles away. Oh, wait. Sorry. 5 million miles away. So maybe it's not as bad as I thought.
Why do they even do that with news stories? I hate when they do that. Oh, okay. They make this better, please.
So a woman at a gas station in Kansas found something in the screen. Take a listen.
Well, some of the stations will have those entertainment videos on there. I thought maybe it was one of those, kind of a trick.
What do you think the trick was? What do you think she saw?
Crackhead.
No, a f***ing snake.
Oh my
God. What?
Yeah, in the screen. And she thought it was one of those videos.
Oh,
it started moving, and then she saw the head come back down and realized it's not a video. No, hell no. I'm in my car. I am gone.
Last year, when I signed my contract, the next day that Overland Park snake story came out with the snake on the mailbox.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hell no.
All right, wait. I've got some good news, though, now that we have to stop thinking about
snakes.
Please,
what's the good news, Jordan?
The Basic Witch Party.
Oh,
well,
you got some details?
Can you finally hand me the details?
Yes, here. Okay. Jordan. You can actually read them now.
Thank you.
It's 8 o'clock, so.
The responsible one over here. Basic Witch Party, October 27th, which is a Sunday, at the Midland. Matt and Kim. Mm-hmm, so good. And Beach Goons.
I am so excited.
Phenomenal.
For that.
Yeah, so the details are freeloader presale starts tomorrow. Tickets only $9.65 for that presale, but tickets go on sale to the general public Friday for $25. So really, Chris, you just did your saving thing.
Oh, yeah. Be a freeloader. Sign up now and you can still be one.
96.5thebuzz.com. That's it. Basic Witch Party, October 27th at the Midland with Matt and Kim and Beach Goons.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
Yes, just announced. We've got the Basic Witch Party October 27th. That's a Sunday at the Midland with Matt and Kim and Beach Goons. All details right now, 965thebuzz.com. Have you guys ever seen Matt and Kim live?
I have never seen them live.
Oh my God.
I've heard so many amazing things about them live, though.
So good. So good.
You've seen them live?
I've seen them live many a times.
Do they get naked? That's what I've heard.
No, I don't think they get. I've never seen
not
them
like,
get naked.
Not like naked, but like.
What? No, that's not. not even like, I have not seen them get naked. I've seen them many a times, but they do. They're one of the most fun bands to watch because they are genuinely having so much fun. Mm. Like the smile on Kim's face while she's playing the drums is just like so cute. And I, such a good band live.
I appreciate when artists smile.
It just looks like they're having so much fun.
Yeah.
Because when it looks like they're having fun, then you have fun. And if they're enjoying it, then you're enjoying it and everyone's enjoying it. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. I mean, they've been doing this for a very long time now and still just to be able to have the smile across their face and play these great songs like Daylight. I mean, that piano progression. Classic.
Who plays piano, Kim or Matt?
Kim plays the drums.
Kim
so Matt plays
the drums.
Yes. So Matt plays everything else.
Hmm.
It's two people. That's it. Make all that sound.
So they can just have a band from just piano and drums.
Mm-hmm.
If I found a drummer, I could maybe start my own band.
Yes, you could.
Ooh.
But instead of hiring you for that, we have hired Beach Goons to open up. I mean, if you want to do something, I don't know. Well, we can submit it to Laszlo.
Well, it's going to take a few years for me to develop a following and a fan base and whatnot. So I'll allow Matt and Kim and the goons to perform.
I'm sure they appreciate that you're allowing them to do so.
I don't understand how everybody in this room, except for you, Dustin, has such a big head at this point. Stacey Moody is just like, I'm Stacey Moody. Let me into this.
It started with the trophies.
Well, can't you just accept those for good behavior as opposed to ruling the world?
They're already up on my mantle, and I've ordered several more.
I took them as a gold star, because when the rest of the class gets them, then it doesn't mean as much.
Oh, God. So, Basic Witch Party, which I found, this was the first thing that I did last year, the first like buzz event that I was able to go to.
So, we're approaching your anniversary.
Yeah, September 18th was the day that I moved here.
Oh, man.
We're getting close to
that. Real close.
Mm-hmm. But
hey, that's the day my baby's supposed to be born.
September 18th?
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
What?
Oh, I hope it's born on the day your 1 year anniversary here.
Oh, my God. This little baby was born on my birthday in my family, and I was like, that is some bull crap. That is some bull crap.
Aww.
Because now the baby took all the birthday.
How old were
you when the baby was born?
36.
Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
You can hear the brand new strings on that guitar. That's what that like.
So good.
That like tingy, loosey, buzzy sound is. Brand new.
That was
new.
The greatest description.
Right? Mother effing strings. That's what those are. I promise you. They did not play some old guitar with gross string. Anyway, all right. That was Millennium, Good Things Fall Apart. Can that be our, like, new song?
I think it just turned into be that.
Okay.
I love it.
It did. Turned into be that.
Yes.
You're starting to sound like me now.
The guy, John Bellion, is that how you say it? You know more than I do.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Singing in that song. I love him.
So
I've always loved him.
Oh, I don't know what I want to do to that song. I don't know if I want, it's, I don't want to, like,
Where are you going with this?
You know.
You want to bring it to bed?
No, like I have a lot of feelings when I hear that song, but I can't place what they are, which is odd because usually I can place my feelings.
You going to move in by next week?
That one was, that was warranted and that was clever and I can take a burn.
Touché.
Yes. You're fired.
Oh.
Just joking. Please don't leave me. Please don't leave me.
I'm never leaving you.
Okay, good. So there's this thing. I wanted to try this. It's called Am I an A-Hole? I found it off of Reddit. Basically, Reddit users present these situations that they were in, and you decide if they were justified in how they acted or if they're an A-Hole.
We get to judge people?
Yeah, we get to judge people. And not only that, I feel like we've got some tickets to
all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, well, the Struts right now. The Struts on Friday at the Missouri Fair.
Oh, yeah.
Missouri State Fair.
State Fair.
Yeah, so you can also chime in on the situation of Am I an A-Hole, and we'll give you tickets to that show.
Nice.
All of it coming up right after this.
Jordan Silver on the Buzz.
All right, this is called Am I an A-Hole? Basically, I'm going to read you a situation that someone wrote, and we can justify if they were, we can decide if they were justified in how they acted or if they're being an A-hole.
Ooh.
Ready?
I'm cool with seeing if people are being assholes or not.
Okay. A woman ordered a pizza and it totaled $30. Her 8-year-old son wanted to pay the driver when the pizza came, so she gave him a $50 bill. She said, give them a tip, but get the change back. So the doorbell rings, the kid answers, gets the pizza, hands the money over, and brings the pizzas to the mom. She asks where the change is, and the kid says, I just gave him the whole thing, which would have been a $20 tip.
Mm-hmm.
So the mom calls the pizza place, and they send the driver back, who gives the $20 back, ooh, and the woman gives the driver a 20% tip. Is she an a-hole for making the driver come back or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Damn, really?
Yeah,
100%.
As a driver, she's totally being an asshole at that point.
Explain. Keep going.
She could go into, she could have just gotten her car or whatever, or the next day, gone to the store, or she made him come out of his way. And as a driver, now he's missing out on more deliveries and more opportunity to make more money because he has to go back because of her mistake.
Okay, now this is something, you've been a delivery driver before.
I've been one for 4 years.
Has anybody ever pulled this stuff on you?
Kids are the worst. When people send their kids to the door, okay, you automatically, 98% of the time, I don't want to generalize, but 90% of the time when the parent sends the kids to the door, it's because they don't want a tip and they know that I won't get mad at the kid.
Oh.
Because the kid.
Genius.
Yes.
Yeah. Chris is going to write that down.
No, I don't plan on doing that because I, while frugal, I'm not cheap and I do love tipping like 100%.
He does. He tips 100% sometimes.
Yeah.
Most of the time. That's why we can't go out to eat.
Right. That's the truth.
That's what it is. It's just they come to the door because the kid knows. Mom said, get the change back, and then they get the change back.
Mm-hmm.
This mom, I think that she probably just said, get the change back. I don't even think she said, leave him a tip, because I don't...
You don't believe that she said that?
I don't believe
in the story, she said that.
I believe she just gave him the $50 and assumed that he knew what to do,
uh-huh,
and he didn't, because
right,
he's eight.
Well,
and
see,
he's just going to give the person money, and if the guy say anything, because that's typically what I would do,
right,
I just take the money, and if I looked at it, and I was like, you want... And they were like, mm, and they just looked at me confused, I'm going.
Right.
I'm not going to say no to a $20 tip.
Absolutely, because you never know what someone is going to give. My question is, she should have told the kid how much to tip.
Right.
I mean, he's 8 years old.
Right. She should have said, ask for this much back.
Chris, what do you think?
Well, the fact that she called the restaurant and made him come back out of, that was a time that he could have been delivering more pizzas. And no, I think, and the fact that she said she couldn't afford it, first of all, you're spending $30 on pizza. If that's extra $14, because you gave a $6 tip for 20%,
mm-hmm,
if this extra $14 is going to break you that much, you shouldn't have ordered pizza in the first place.
Damn, that's why they call this, am I an a-hole or not?
Mm-hmm. I think she is completely, completely the a-hole on this, and she even loses credibility points for being so full of herself for making him come back to give the money back.
That's, is she full of herself or frugal?
Uncalled for.
Well, I mean, we know that parents are on budgets. That's $14.
This is a lesson. You don't make someone else feel that way as a delivery driver after they expected that $20 tip, and now they have to come back and walk to you, give you money that they thought they made now. You're actually kind of stealing from them in a way.
Is it stealing from them if you ask for the money back? It wasn't, you know, like there's a news story that somebody found $23,000 in a recycling bin, and then they returned it to the person whose recycling bin it was.
That's completely different.
But you get excited, as a driver, you get excited walking back to the car, and you're like, yes, thank God, because it's been like $2 tips all day, and you finally get like one good tip for the night, and you're driving back, and you're feeling good, and you get back to the restaurant, and they're like, oh, by the way, you need to go back, because the lady needs her money back.
She didn't mean $14.
She didn't mean to tip you that much.
All right, so she's the a-hole, according to you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's find out what the Buzz family thinks. 576-7965.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
We are playing Am I an A-Hole? So a woman let her kid pay the pizza guy. The kid gave the driver a $20 tip. The mom was like, oh my God, I didn't mean it for a $20 tip. So she calls the store and has the guy come back so she could give him a 20% tip rather than $20. And the Buzz family weighing in for tickets to check out the Struts at the Missouri State Fair on Friday.
Absolutely an A-Hole.
Okay, tell us more. Why do you say that?
I've never been a delivery driver, but... To me, if I don't have grown boys, but I do have children, if I sent one of them out and I was like, you know, bring back tip, I didn't bring back anything, I'm not calling that pizza company to say, hey, I need a driver to come back here.
Right, right.
You know,
you're going to talk to the kid about it at that point.
Yeah, don't do that again. Chalk it up to a loss.
Exactly. Yep. Definitely a way to get your pizza spit on the next time.
Yeah, definitely never deliver from that or order from that place again.
Yeah, that's it. Guys, what does the text line say?
She sucks.
Okay.
No question. Real hard.
Nobody is defending the woman.
No, she's an asshole, according to everyone.
The Buzz family has ruled that...
Sorry, lady. You're an asshole.
Jordan Silver and Friends.
I'm constantly trying to figure out things for us to do on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
New little bits. games.
You got 3 hours every day times five to fill every single week.
Right. And I got to make it fun, mm-hmm. you know, and it's got to be about the Buzz family. They got to be able to play along or they have to be like hella entertained by it.
Yeah.
So I also keep, you know, in mind different things about us specifically mm-hmm. and how we can, you know, talk about that or do something with that. Well, I got this crazy idea on Friday that I would find, I don't know, I started with medieval, and then I even made my way to Victorian, and then that's when I gave up. But,
porn?
Yes.
Yes! yes!
Like books.
Oh.
That are like dirty stories from the Victorian or the medieval era.
Naughty literature.
Right.
Literature.
Yeah. No, and I was like, oh, there's going to be something like, and then he pulled off my bodice. Like, stuff like that. and have you read it.
Because, oh, yes, with the girdles and the undercarriages. That sounds swell.
Well, you might have to write it, because when I was searching for medieval and Victorian dirty stories, ooh, I'll never be the same.
I would love to fathom in some penning of some vintage exotic writings.
Quilling. You actually can use quilling right now, because there's no way that, why are you looking at me like that?
Because it's porn.
Yeah, but
it's 2019. There's porn on the internet.
Right, but it's funny to hear them talk about like their undercarriages and, you know, all the innuendos.
When you searched that, did it just come up with women wearing that and then certain websites popping?
I wish.
That's what I bet you I could find it.
I bet you can't. I very rarely give up on things, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm a Gemini.
We're doing Victorian?
Or even medieval. Some
medieval?
Old stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, dirty books.
Oh. Oh. I was looking at videos where they're wearing
the
medieval
stuff. No, dirty books so he can read. No, of course I could find that. That's like, what about? Anyway.
I'm like, it's right here. There's four websites that pop up.
So when I kind of gave up on that, right, but not old books. When I kind of gave up on that, I was like, well, what about like an old school etiquette book? And I found one from the 1800s.
Oh.
About how to act in society, at parties, when you're being courted, blah, 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 blah. And so I would like for us tomorrow to find a situation that Stacey Moody is in and then read her in the 1800s.
Yes, you are speaking my language.
Right. What the correct etiquette would be.
Oh.
So that's how we'll get her.
Also, Jordan,
mm-hmm.
I was doing a little Google searching.
Did you find Michelle Carter's address so I could write her in prison?
Not yet. I'm still, I found the bailiff for that area, so I'm just waiting to call back on him.
Oh, nice.
But
thanks.
During my search, I stumbled upon some old videos, and I found something from your past, Jordan. I don't know if this was a training thing or what, but...
Okay, wait, time out. We're transitioning from talking about medieval porn to finding videos of Jordan in her past and talking about training. So... I'm drawing the line.
It might be related, but it would qualify to be on Mortified.
A video of me on the internet?
Yes, with audio.
There's only so many of those.
It was one where you were maybe interviewing somebody.
This total sounds like
casting. Oh, no.
You thought you scrubbed that?
I tried to get that video off the internet. I wrote YouTube and they never took it down because then people started, oh my God.
Yeah, it's still there. It was.
I know it's still there. That's my shame.
I saw where you tried to have that scrubbed and erased, but I found some like deep YouTube underworld where it still exists.
No. Yeah, so when you put any website, oh no!
So I'm gonna bring that for Wednesday.
Oh my god! That's the worst interview I've ever done. The comments underneath it were, that's evil. You got an evil laugh.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Actually, just how evil you laughed just made me stop being so mortified. Dude, that's the epitome of the most embarrassing thing. I tried to have that taken off the internet. I know what you're talking about,
yeah.
Exactly which interview. The comments underneath are like, this person needs to die. And honestly, it's so bad, I agree with them.
When I found that, I was like, this is gold. And I could tell you had tried to like scrub it too, because it's not on the normal search functions. It is deep below, so... You can't hide anything from me.
Well, you know what? If I say that is how we do one of the things on our show,
mm-hmm.
And I have to play that game. Oh, come on, please don't.
You gotta,
it's not my skydiving video.
You had Stacy talk about her wedding and feels and vows. We're diving into this.
Oh, God.
Wednesday.
I'm going to throw up. That is so embarrassing.
Well, here's a good thing. It's audio, so we can just play the whole thing.
Oh, God, no.
How long is it?
You're going to have to, listen, bring in some handcuffs or something, because you're going to have to.
You're going
to
be in the other studio during that time, because you're not going to have access over any of these buttons while we play the audio.
You better have Dustin holding that door shut, because I will not let this whole thing play. It is so embarrassing. It is the worst interview of all time, and it's with a huge artist.
So glad I found it.
How long is it?
I don't know. It felt like forever. I'll tell you what. It felt like forever.
6 hours.
It felt like 6 hours. God, it was the worst. And I laughed like an idiot. And oh my God. All right. Okay. So that, I.
You're not getting out of that.
Maybe I could die before Wednesday.
That's the only possible way.
Right. I don't know how, but. All right. And then tomorrow. And we have Never Have I Ever. And we also have the Brew at the Zoo announcement. We're just announcing shows left and right here.
Oh, yeah,
it's getting that time again.
It really is. The show time.
Also.
What? No, what now? What?
I was just going to say that Stacey Moody's back.
That bitch.
That's all I got to say, too.
Thanks for letting us hang out with you today. Jordan Silver and friends.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road, any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.